Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim, daf Mem Aleph, and we continue in Perek Tav Menishchat, talking about the issues of the Isser of Shechting Pesach al HaChametz. Right, that's a very early Isser mentioned by the Rambam. The Rambam out of his many Isurim relating to Karan Pesach, as we mentioned, 16 Isurim related to Karan Pesach. The first one is Shechting Pesach. Could be that chronologically comes first. So Shechting the Pesach Bismano, that's the Mitzvah Saseh, and the Isser of Shechting the Pesach Al HaChametz. Al HaChametz, that is the second Isser that is listed by the Rambam, and that's discussed very early in Hilchos Karan Pesach, where the Rambam talks about when, where, and how you shech the Karan Pesach. Right? Those are the first couple of halachos in the Rambam. Right? The Rambam, again, we never read the beginning. So before we get back into, we're on Mem Amid Beis, on the second to last line. The Rambam tells us, Mitzvah Saseh, Lishchot HaPesach Barabas, or Lachodesh Nisan, Achar Chatzos. Mitzvah Saseh, to shech the Karan Pesach, on the 14th, after Chatzos, Ve'ishochot Me'el Menakfasim Menayizim, sheep, right, goats or sheep, right, we had that a couple of days ago, that it's not bakar, but it's both goats and sheep. Bilvad, zachar ben shana, male in the first year. Ve'achadish ve'achadisha chayim mitzvah zu. Men and women are obligated in this mitzvah. U'misha bitel mitzvah zu bizadon. And if somebody is mevatel this mitzvah on purpose, ve'avar yomar ba'asar v'lo hikriv, v'hu lo tamei, v'lo b'derech rechoka, and he didn't have any other excuse, hariza chayiv karis, so that's the Rambam in terms of shogeg about doing the mitzvah. Then the Rambam says halacha gimel. Eish shochet pesach el ba'azara kishar kachim. The current pesach is only shechted in the azara like other karbanos. Interesting, the Rambam has to tell us this. This is the only karban, this and the karban chagiga. But the Rambam has to tell us it's kachim. Of course, it has to be shechted in the azara. But the Rambam has to tell us that it's shechted in the azara like other karbanos on erev pesach when all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, that's the busiest day of the year. Erev Pesach in the Beis HaMikdash. And when it's Erev Shabbos, we mentioned it's even busier. So in Shogun, it's a Pesach ala Bazar, Kishar Kachim. Af Bishas Heter HaBamos, Bo Hayu Makriven, that's a Pesach, Bo Mamziachar, Elbo Masibor. Even at a time when you're allowed to be Makriv in, privately, Heter Bamos, you couldn't bring the Karban Pesach except on a Bamasibor. Right? The Mishnah Megillah talks about this. This is part of a larger, fascinating issue. And that is a Karban Pesach a Karban Yachid, or a carbon seabor? Because after all, it's a everybody has to eat from it, but everybody brings it. And there's evidence in both directions, carbon yachad, carbon seabor. Bama is one of the cases that have to be analyzed, but the Rambam says here, right, that it's only a bama seabor. Umi shahaya makrivo b'bamas yachid, loke ki'ilu hikrivu bashuk. Very strong lashon. As already makrivit on a bama's yachid, so he gets malchus kilu kivu bashuk shenamar lo sucha lechol zizbarach as a pasach biachad sharecha vachulu bipiyeshu alamdu shezu ashar lishchop a bama's yachid afilu b'shas heter bama's. Right, not our issue now, but the Rambam interestingly quotes this pasuk, even though he does not quote it as a separate iser listed in the beginning of the halachas. Right, the Isser of Shechting a Karban Pesach on a Bama outside the Azara, it doesn't quote that anywhere in the list, in the Minyan. Right? And that's discussed here by the Mishnah Lamelach. The Rambam says, Shechidas HaPesach, that's in terms of the where. In terms of the when, Achar Chatzos, Vimshach to Kodom Chatzos Pasol, Vimshach to Moser Ella, Me Achar Tamish Shebein Arbayim, Achar Shebakir and Ketor Shebein Arbayim, that's what we discussed yesterday's daf, Achash b'tivres aneiros matzchin l'shchores apsachem ad sof hayom. If you shechted it after chatos before the karban tamid, it's kasher b'dieved as long as somebody keeps being memaris. And even if it's shechted before the karban tamid, totally it is kasher. That's in terms of the when. So we did the where and the when. And today's daf, what we're discussing now, is the how. Is the how? Shokli hepesach b'zmano. V'aylo kizayis chametz b'rshuso loke. If somebody has shechs the karban pesach when he has chametz, so then that is malchus. Shenemar lo sisbach al chametz dam zivchi shlo yisbach pesach v'chametz kayam. Echad ha'shochi v'echad ha'zorek ha'zadam v'echad ha'maktir. It's today's daf. Esei mur, the Rambam holds all three. Even haktara, even zorek is, well, Zrika we had ready yesterday, is chayev im hayev b'rshus echad mehem. O b'rshus echad m'b'rechabura. She'ochlen pesach zeh. Kezayas chametz b'shas hakravazor I say loke. Also interesting, kezayas chametz. We'll have to see. There's a suffix today. The Rambam says you have to have a kezayas of chametz in your rishus, even though we're not talking about eating the chametz. We're just talking about having the chametz there. But still, kezayas is the shear. Okay, and there's a lot more there. But let's get back to the Gemara, and then we'll see if we have time to read more of the of that Rambam. So the Gemara says here on the bottom of Menem Abeis. So what did we just say? We just said, what's the makar? That the Karan Pesach is still kosher, even if I shecht it al chametz, even if I violate the Issa D'Araisa, the Rambam quotes the separate pasuk, lo sishkar al chametz dam zivchi, says the Gemara. So the Gemara had 2 days. The Gemara said, first of all, well, maybe it's a svara. Well, if you're chayef for the zrika, it must be that the carbon is still kosher, because if it was pasul, then the zrika would be meaningless. So it must be that it's still kosher. The Gemara said, no, maybe not. You could come up with ukimtas that the zrika is al hachametz, while the shechita was not al hachametz. Either you got the chametz in between, or you're talking about two different people, one is shochet, one is zorek, or the Chizkiyah quotes a pasuk, bottom of Menem of Eis, Chizkiyah quotes a pasuk that says, lo shishcha l'chametz dam zivchi, the way the Karbon Eid explained it was, the pasuk does not say, lo shishcha dam zivchi ala chametz, right, which would mean it's called dam zivchi before you do the Isser of chametz. But here, lo shishcha al chametz, it sounds like even after you did the Isser of shchita ala chametz, it's still called dam zivchi, right, a Torah Kori is also zivchi. Good. Amar Rabbi Mana. So says Rabbi Mana. Ilule de Tanita Chizkia. If Chizkia hadn't taught us that pasuk, then we wouldn't have known. Meaning, we would have thought that the Karan Pesach, he's the one that teaches us that it has to be, it's kosher even if you violated the sisser, right? And but one second, even if the Pesach would have been pasul during the Shechita, this still would have been an isser. The Gemara now rejects the assumption of the previous line. Right, either without Chizkiyah, I wouldn't have known this. No, maybe even if the Karan Pesach became pasul through shechita al chametz, maybe I would say there's still an isser of zrika. Right, matzino davar pasul v'chayar al chatos or chait. Right, we find. I'll give you a model, says the Gemara, where you find something that has become pasul earlier in the process, and still you're going to get avera for it later in the process. Here it doesn't really mean chatos, right? The Pnei Moshe says it just means chait. It means that you're going to violate a law. You're going to get an avera. Where, which case, the case of the following, hamachametz esapsula, right? The Raisa says if somebody's, there's an issa d'araisa to leaven a carbon mincha. To leaven a carbon mincha, hamachametz esapsula. That's an issa d'araisa from Vayikra Perek Beis, kol mincha sher takrivu l'Hashem, lo te'aseh chametz. Right? That's an issa d'araisa. So hamachametz esapsula, there are 99% of carbonis mincha are matzah. Right, there are a couple of Karbanis Mincha that are chametz. The Shtei Lechem and Shavuos is chametz. And the Toda, 10 of the 40 loaves of the Karban Toda is chametz. But almost everything else is matzah, and there's an Isser to leaven it. So, HaMechametz Zapsula. So what happens if you're Mechametz, something that already is possible? Right? Maybe it already started earlier in the process. Let's say you did you started leavening it early in the process, and now you're going to leaven it more. So do you get an Avera? So the Braisa says you're still going to get another Avera, possibly, even though it's already Pasal. So is Tani Tani Chayiv? Is Tani Tani Pater? Some say you're Chayiv for being Mechametz as a Psula, and some say that you're a Pater. What's the difference? Amar Chizda, Man Damar Chayiv, Bishanif Slomach was Chibutza. The one that says Chayiv is that why is it Pasal? If you started doing chimutz earlier in the process, and now you continue, it was only nifsal because of chimutz, and now you're doing more chimutz, so that's where it's going to become pasul. That's where the iser daraisa still exists. That's where you're going to be chayef if you're mechametz es apsula. Again, because it itself became pasul through the same posel. Mandam or pater, if the one, according to the one that says pater, is bishlo nifsal machmas chimutz, if they have some other problem, became pasul because it was yotzei. Or because it became tame. So then, it's a different type of problem, and therefore, if you're mechametz it, then you're not gonna be chayef. So, the Gemara says, it's lav dafka, that the carbon pesach, that your zorek, ala chametz, even if it became possible beforehand, lav dafka, that would prevent this isser from reinstating later on. Because here you see, as long as it's the same isser, you can look at it as a hemshech, and continue, being chayef for that Avera, period. Okay, so we spoke about Shkita al-Chametz, and we spoke about Zerika al-Chametz. What about, now the Gemara says, Hikter Emurin. So we already saw the Rambam Paskins, yes, but let's learn the Limud. Hikter Emurin al-Chametz, if you're Makter the Emurin, which itself, remember, is not Ma'akev. So Hikter Emurin al-Chametz, is Tani Tani Chayev, is Tani Tani Pater. I Chayev Pater for you, Makter the Emurin of the current Pesach, while you still have Chametz in your house. So Manda Amar Chayev, Dam, Mikol Makom. The one that says chayev learns it from the word dam. It's dam zivchi. So dam includes haktara. How do you know dam includes haktara? Say murin. So that is different. Day is how to understand this limur. If you look at the Pnei Moshe, dam includes the teresi murim because you need to do the zrikas hadam before you're allowed to be makdiri murim. So that's how dam includes. Zrika hi materes lahakdir imurim. That's what, how dam includes. Rav Kadievsky says, dam, zrikas hadam, and teresi murim are both lamizbeach. So they are parallel. They're parallel to each other. If you look in the Karban Eidah, he changes this whole girsa to fit it into what the Bavli says. The Bavli has a different, like the fifth skinny line of the Karban Eidah, he changes the girsa to a limud. Lo sishchat velo yalin. We compare those two. Kol sheyesh bo mishum lo yalin, over mishum lo sishchat. Ve'imurin yeshno ba'al yalin. If there's an isser of batalin, so then that's an isser that is parallel. Okay, either way, the Gemara has, well, let's go back to our gear. So dam includes Akhtar Asimurin. Man dam repater, one says, pater zevach. Zevach is an exclusionary word. So we're the same, pasach. Zevach chaga pasach. Ma zvicha miyuchedes shi makeves akapara. Just like zvicha miyuchedes, the shchita. Zvicha means the shchita. Zvicha is miyuchedes, that is ma'akev the kapara. Without shchita, it doesn't work. Yatsu, Hakter Emurin, Shein Makar as a Kapara. So Hakter Asimurin are excluded because it's not Ma'akev the Kapara. Even if you don't do Hakter Asimurin, we paskin, it is not Ma'akev. So two days, and again, we said the Rama holds Chayef. Malak Of Al Chametz. Malak Of Al Chametz. What if somebody does Malika, right? Of what kind of Of are you doing on Erev Pesach? Al Chametz, so explains the Karban Eidah. Malak Of Shal Mechusar Kippurim. Remember we said that a Mechusar Kippurim, somebody whose day 8 is on Erev Pesach, we allow them to bring their karbanos because they want to be able to eat the Karban Pesach tonight. So, Malak Of Shal Mechusar Kippurim Al Chametz Beyudala Ba'achar Atamid. So we mentioned after the Karban Tamid. To Mutter, we mentioned earlier, Mutter Lahavi Kaparaso. Usually you can't bring any karbanos after the Karban Tamid, except the Karban Pesach. Or if somebody's Mechusar Kippurim and he wants to eat the Karban Pesach, so then he could bring the Karban Pesach, he could bring his kapara at that time. So what if you did one of those? Malika's Of. So Malika, as we know, is the Shechita of Kadshim birds. And there are differences between Malika and Shechita. By the way, the Reb Chaim Kadievsky has a different Ukimta of Malak Of. He talks about maybe it's Malika's Of on Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, even Shar Zvachim on Pesach over Balav. Right, so there is a different day as about where this Of is being shechted and when. But either way, it's Malika. So are you Chayiv Al Chametz? So Malak Of Al Chametz. Is Tani Tani Chayiv? Is Tani Tani Pater? Some say Chayiv, some say Pater. Man Damar Chayiv Dam Yikal Makom. The one that says Chayiv, like we said before, Dam Yikal Makom. Right, the Malika causes Dam. Man Damar Pater Zevach Yotza Of She'eno Zevach. Zevach excluding Of, which is not a zevach. Interesting. Is Of really not zevach? You do shchita. No, you don't do shchita. You do malika. So is malika a form of shchita? So that is a big lamdas issue, which we're not going to get into totally right now, but just to give a mar makom ani, and that's the first piece in Asven Daraisa. Asven Daraisa klal aleph for Yosef Engel. Kadarka bakodesh has an arichus, and there he discusses the isser of chulin. Chulin, you know, that is shecht, chulin shesh chudu bazara, and kachem shesh chudu bachutz, and he discusses malika. Malika, if you do malika on a chulin animal in the azara, is that nevela, is that as if you just kill the animal, different, deus, that's the first piece. But he discusses there the Gemara in Yuma Samach Dalet, which is an important Gemara, where the Gemara there talks about, let's call it quasi-shritas, not really shritas, but killing of animals in ways that the Torah says, does it have the same halacha as a shrita? Where do you have this? Sira mishtaleach. The Gemara says, d'chiyaso letzuk zuhi shritaso. Pushing it off a cliff, that is what the mitzvah that he's supposed to do, to the sira mishtaleach. That is like a shrita. L'may nafkamina, are you allowed to... V'imshachto imo bo bayom. You're not supposed to shecht any other animals on Yom Kippur. But what if you did? Maybe you don't only get the aveira of Yom Kippur, but you get the aveira of osova es beno. Because shechting the other animal plus pushing off seir off of the cliff. That's called two shechitas. V'mshachtu imo bo bayom as I also letchosel etzuk davikishochet osov esbeno bayom echad. So the chiasol etzuk is one quasi shechita. Zvachim daf ayin egla arufa. Arifasa zuhi shchitasa, breaking the neck of the animal, the egla rufa. Maybe that's its shchita. Chulin yudzayin, right? He puts all these three together. Nechira bamidbar. We know according to machlokas tanoim, but according to one tana, chulin yudzayin, in the midbar they didn't have to do shchita. They could just kill the animal. Just kill the animal. So the shchita was only later when it comes to chulin animals. Nechira bamidbar zuhi shchitasa. So based on all of that, right, the sira mishtaleach and Egla Arufa and Chulin Bamidbar. So what about Malika? How do you view Malika? Ulefize Yeshlam Bepshitas. Do adin Ba'ov Kachim Bifnim. Malika, so if you have all of these, even not they're further away from Shchita than Malika. Malika at least is parallel. You do the opposite from the different sides of the neck. But according to this, Huadim Bof Kachim Bifnim to Malikaso Zui Shchitaso. He says, when the Torah gave the mitzvah of shechita to the Bnei Yisrael, chilka osa, the Torah split it up. There's two ways of shechita. The bechulin tihiyeh menatzavar ubesakin ubaov kachim bifnim tihiyeh shechita biyad umena oref uba midbar tihiyeh shechita benachira uba egla arufa ubesar adet chiyas alitzuk. Ulefize, he says, all of these are different types of shechita that the Torah included. If you do shechita wrong, if you do malika wrong in the way that you're supposed to do shechita, the shechita shelo harayeh malika. Right, that's its shechita. But if you bring the chulin animal in, so maybe there is malika. That's his application, but that's the Asun Daraisa Diber Maskel Vihine Lule in Klal Aleph. So that could be behind the following discussion that we're about to have in the Gemara. So the Gemara says Malikas Of, is it Aser Al Chametz? And we have the different Hechi Timses, the Karbon Eitzah and Reb Chaim Kanievsky. So Machlokes, one Bryce says Chayev, one Bryce says Pater. So the Gemara says maybe no Machlokes. Chay, or maybe what's the Svara? The one who says Chayev is because it says the word Dam. The one who says Pater says because of the word Zevach and it's excluded. So now the Gemara says Reb Yaakov, Barzavdi, Boy, Kumi, Reb Yosa, Mandar, Rechayev, Nichay. I understand the one that says Chayev. Dam includes any type of Dam process, which includes Malika. Mandam or Pater, my Taima. But I don't listen to one who says Pater. It's not included in Zvicha. Zevach is at least ambiguous to include Malika. So maybe Dam, so maybe we should just ignore Zevach and include it because of Dam. So Yaakov Barzavdi says, I'm not so convinced by the limud of Zevach. Again, this might be Rav Yosef Engel's issue, whether Malika is included in Shechita. So Amar Lei, so Rav Yosef answers, Rav Yaakov Barzavdi, no, you're not going to include, use Zevach that way. Amar Lei, lemeidim onish me onish, vein lemeidim onish mipater. Because if the word dam is already darshaned elsewhere to exempt, to pater, we're not going to use it to include l'chayif. Where do you see it's used to pater? The following, Rabbanan Tekesar Abaye and Yochal Hamakabel Vamahalech Alchamesi Chayiv. You might think if you do Kabbalah Sadam, now we're extending it. You might think you do Kabbalah Sadam and Halacha Sadam Alchametz, lesser significant avodos, let's call them Yehi Chayiv. Tamalam or Zevach? No, it says Zevach. Mazvichem Yuched Deshachayev and Labachutz. Right, just like Zevach teaches me that it's only an avoda that is so important and significant that if you did it bachutz you'd be chayiv. Yatzah hamakabal v'mahalech halchamit shein chayiv alam bachutz. But kabbalah sadam and halachah sadam bachutz is not chayiv. So therefore, zevach only includes significant avodos and not kabbalah and halacha. Yochal amakter imurin alchamit shein chayiv. You might think haktar say imurin is chayiv. Tamalomar, we switch to, we flip the gears. Adam. Dam. Ma zrikam yuchad deshima keves is a kapara. Just like dam, which is reverted to zrika. Zrika is chayav al chameis because it's ma'akev the kapara. Yatsu akte emurim shein ma'akev is a kapara. Excluding our dressy murim, which is not ma'akev the kapara. There you already see in this brisa that dam is a poter. Right? Dam excludes haktarasi murim. So therefore, that's why in the earlier brisa, Rabbi Yosef says, to Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, I'm not going to use dam to include because it's already used to exclude. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, boy, Rabbi Yosef. He continues. and it says, Ada adayim li liftar dona lachiyuv. Why do you darshan the psukim, like we just said, from the Rabbanan of Kisari? You could darshan the words dam and zevach exactly the opposite way. Right? We just said the word zevach is poter, the holacha and the kabbalah, and dam is poter, the haktaras emurin. You could darshan it the following way. And again, we're going to flip the girsa based on the carbon of Eda's girsa. Yachol hamakter emurin al chamesi hei patur. You might think haktaras emurin is patur. Tamalomar zevach. Ma zvicha miyuchedet shechayevan al bachutz. Just like zvicha is chayev bachutz, afani arba hektar emurin shechayevan al bachutz. So haktaras emurin you chayev bachutz. So darshan it that way, that zevach includes haktaras emurin. Yachol hamakabel vahamahalech. Right, we just flipped the two. Al chamesi hei patur. You might think that's part of time. Malomar dam mazrika miyuchad shimakav es akabara afani mar balakav mahalich shimakun es akabara. So you might think that the we darshan the other way, that mahalich of makdir are both chayiv. So ask Rabbi Yaakov Bar Zavdi. So why do you darshan the psukim both liftar darshan the psukim lechayiv? So Amar Le Rabbi Yosef answers davar shave b'shnehem alamed davar she'enu b'shave b'shnehem enu alamed. I'm only, the way the Karban Eda understands it, I'm only going to include zrika. Because Zrika is included in both. What are the limudim here? Whether you're chayiv bachutz and whether it's ma'akiv the kapara. So Zrika is included, because that's included in both. But the others are not. So we say, Zevach ma'zvicha miyuchad shimakav ez kapara v'chayavon al bachutz. Yotza makav al-mahalach shein chayavon al bachutz. So makav al-mahalach are excluded because you're not chayiv bachutz for those avodos. And yotza v'akter imurin shimakav ez kapara. So we're only going to include Zerika. Remember, we said the Rambam paskins a chiluk. The Rambam paskins your chayiv for haktara. Your chayiv for shechita and Zerika and haktara. The Rambam paskins like a half of this. Period. We continue Taman Tanina, and we learned in the Mishnah Maseches Beitza. So this Mishnah talks about the shiurim for the Isser Achila and the Isser of Bal Yira Bayimatze. We have mentioned there are Gemaras that give hints to we know because eating chametz we paskin the isser is kezayis, and there's definitely a shear, a minimum shear for eating chametz. What about the isser for Bal Yira Bayimatze? So this Gemara, this Mishnah in Beitza, and there are other Gemaras that give impressions. We had earlier, remember, we had two different half kezayisim in a bowl, right? Are they mitzdarif or not? Which sounds like there is a shear. But we said that's a major machlokas. The Chacham Tzvi, we mentioned often in Siman Pei Vav, the Shagas Arya at the end of Pei Aleph say that there is no shear for Bal Yira Bayimatze. Why? Because chati shear is aser mina. So there is no shear, meaning any amount. Chati shear is aser mina Torah. Says the Chacham Tzvi, I'm sorry, I flipped it. The Chacham Tzvi in Siman Pei Vav says, remember, he comes up with the third makar for Chati Shir. In the Gemara, the end of Maseches Yuma, Chati Shir is either Asa Men HaTorah because of Kol Chelev, the inclusion Gzeiras HaKasuv, or Chazilat Sarufe. It's able to combine, and therefore it is going to be Asa. The Chacham Tzvi comes up with a third one called Achshavei. Because you're machshiv, when you eat a half a gazayas, you're showing that you think this half a gazayas is important. You're machshiv it. And therefore, that's why it's usr. But if you didn't do anything, you didn't do an action that showed you were machshiv it, it's not going to be usr in the Torah. And that's why eating chametz, fine. Eating anything. But by Rabbi Yimatzi, you just have it in your house. So just having it in your house, you didn't show with your action that you were machshiv it. Therefore, it's not going to be usr daraisa. That's the Chacham Tzvi, the Shagasari. The Maram Chalava, at least one Rishon, the Maram Chalava on Daf Mem Hei, here in this sugyas, say that there is an Isser. Because it's compared to the Isser Achila. He has that important comparison. Just like this Achila is Chayav Viva Mechati Shir, so too by Rabbi Masi. Okay. Taman Tanina, so we learned in the Mishnah in Beitza, Beishamei Omrim, Sa'or Bekezai, Zachavitz Bekako Seves, the minimum shear of Sa'or, is the yeast that causes chametz is kezayis, and chametz, you're more mekel, is a bigger shear. Bika koseves, right? It's a koseves, the size of a large date. To Basil Omrim, Zeves, Zeves, Kezayis, Basil is machmir, right? The beginning of Beitza, one of the cases where Basil is machmir. Both are kezayis, even eating chametz, even the shear of chametz is kezayis. Rabbi Zrikan, Beshem Rabbi Yosef Ben Chanin, Alo Shano, Alo Biuro. This is only regarding the bi'ur, the chiyuv to be meva'er. That's where we have a machlokas between Beshamah and Besila. Aval achila kezayis, but regarding the isra of eating chametz, it is kezayis. It is kezayis according to everyone. Rabbi Avo, Beshem Rabbi Yochanan, no, bein la bi'uro, bein la achila, bikosevis. Switch the girsa, karbana eida. Rabbi Avo said, we'll quote Rabbi Yochanan, no, even for achila, it's Kosevis. It's Kosevis. Cover Rabbi Mana and Rabbi Chizkia. Rabbi Mana talks to Rabbi Chizkia. Amarlei. Menan Shama Rabbi Hadamel. So where do you hear this from? Where do you hear that Rabbi Yochanan holds that Bein Labir, Bein Lachila Kosevis? Amarlei. Min Rabbi Yavo. I heard it from Rabbi Yavo. So Amarlei. Vanan Amarlei. Vobisha Rabbi Yochanan. So we heard Rabbi Yavo quoting Rabbi Yochanan a different opinion. Right? Skipping. Lebiuro Bikosevis. Liachila Kizayas. So we heard it the other way, that he agrees that Achila is going to be a Kizayas. So you have all these Shiurim for the Isser of Chametz and Sa'or. So ask the Gemara, Shachtu al Chametz, Achar mi at Mahalech. The whole Isser that we're talking about of Shchita al Chametz, so what do you go by? Great question. Do you go by, is this about having Chametz in your house? But what if there's a different Shiur for having Chametz in your house and the Isser of eating Chametz? Shchitas Pesach al Chametz, is that connected to the Isser of Achilas Chametz, or is it connected to the Biur Chametz? So, Achar Achilas, so Achar Biuro. What do you go by? What do you go by? No answer to that question. Remember, the Rambam quoted, we read it before, Kizayas. The Rambam says Kizayas, that's his answer to the question. But a couple of other questions that are going to go unanswered. Taman, Amar Biur Mir Mir B'Shem Reb Zeira, Shnei Chazoy Zezem Dog Abayas. We learned earlier that if you have two half Kizayasim in a house, Ein Habayas Nitzareth. The house is not mitzarif them. Remember, they're too far away from each other. Bitocha kli, a kli mitzarif. Within a kli, it is mitzarif. We said earlier, as long as it's talush, not mechubar. If it's mechubar and in a pot, and you're being mevatel there, and it's not going to move, then we said it's not going to be mitzarif if it's not in one place. But if it's talush, then it is mitzarif. So what about shechtu alehen? So what do you say if you shecht, let's say the shear is kizayis, and you shecht the karban pesach, on these two half kazasim. So is that good enough to violate the Isser? Do we say that if they're in the same house, then the house is not going to be mitzarif, them saying it to be putter? Or do we say that since they would be in the kli together, you'd be chayiv, so it'd be good enough for considered shchita ala chametz? What about the following? Shachtu al si'ur. Si'ur, we had earlier in the Mishnah, is a dough that started showing signs of chimutz, but it's not fully. So what do we say about that one? We said earlier that Rav held mutar l'achila l'kalbo patur. We said that there's no iser hana'a for si'ur, only iser achila. So therefore, maybe because there's no iser hana'a, maybe this is not called shchita al chametz. It's not fully chametz. Oh, or do we say, me'achar de Rav amar lokenach l'achila sochayev, but Rav says it is included in the iser daraisa of eating chametz, so maybe you should be chayiv. So again, all these are unanswered questions. Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Amar, Achi, next din. Achi he l'shochid l'echem ibn echabura. Reb Lakish has a limitation on the Isser. The one who's doing the shchita, who's violating the Isser, the act of Isser, has to be one of the chabura that it's being shechted for. That's Reish Lakish. Look at the Karbana Eda. Shimon ben Lakish Omer, Hadachayev Shochid Es HaPesach Al HaChametz, Davka Shashochid Echem Bnei Chabura, Avalim Shachad Acher, She'enu Bnei Chabura, but if someone else shechs it, who's not one of the Chabura, right, Reuven shechs it for a different Chabura. And Aval Bishish Lo Ol Echem Bnei Chabura Chametz Peturin, even if one of the Chabura has Chametz, no, the Shochid, there has to be Tziruf to the Isser. The Shochid can't just be doing the Shechita, he has to also have, be part of that Chabura. Right, the shochet le'echad bibnei chabura. That is Reish Lakish. That has to be dafka when the shochet is one of the chabura. Reb Yochanan Amar no, the shochet al v'she'enu bibnei chabura, even if he's not one of the bnei chabura. And that's what we saw. The Rambam, obviously, we know generally passes like Reb Yochanan. What was the Rambam's lashon? Imhaya bershus echad mehem o bershus echad mibnei chabura. Gives the or, right? If the shochet or the zorek or the makdir has chametz, or one of the chabura that they're shechting for has chametz, and they know about it, right? The shochet, the zorek, the makdir knows about it. He's only going to get malchus if he knows about it. So that is the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Yochanan. So l'shar avisha inu mibnei chabura le'echad mibnei chabura af al pisha inu shochet. Right? If the shochet has, even if the bnei chabura don't have, or one of the chabura has, even if he doesn't have. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, that's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So now there's another machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu nasan imo biyushalayim. Rabbi Yochanan says, even if the chametz is not with him, it's somewhere in Yerushalayim. It's a machlokes achronim. What if it's somewhere in the world, even out of Yerushalayim? Is it say dafka Yerushalayim because it's limited to Yerushalayim? Unclear. Meaning, does that have to be something that you could get to? Rabbi Yochanan says, does that have to be with you in the Azara? Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish amar achi nosni mo bazara. Rish Lakish says no, it has to be in the azara with you to be violate the isser of Allah Chametz. Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. So what is that machlokas about? Rabbi Yochanan says it does not have to be there. Rish Lakish says it has to be there. So Gemara is going to say dein kedaite v'dein kedaite. This machlokas is really l'shitaso about hasra'as safek. Because here, if it's not with you, you don't know if it's really there anymore. Maybe it's disappeared since the last time that you checked. This palgun, shayim tovim shel galios. Right, the Gemara says, let us say a person does malacha on both days of Yantav Sheni. Yantav Sheni shel galios. So he did, and he got hasra. So Rabbi Yochanan Amar Makabon hasra l'safek. Rabbi Yochanan says he's gonna, that's an issur d'oraisa. He's gonna get malchus for that. Why? Because hasra safek, giving hasra to someone, knowing that they know that they might, even if they do this, it might not be aser. Right? They say, don't hit this person. It might be my father, it might not be my father. Don't do malacha today. Maybe it's yantif, maybe it's not yantif. Rabbi Yochanan says, doesn't matter, you're still going to be chayef for that. Hasra safik is shma asra. Rabbi Shimon malacha shamar, ain't makabal hasra ala safik. Rabbi Shimon Rish Lakish says, no, you're not makabal hasra ala safik because hasra safik lo shma asra. There's a question in the Achronim whether the problem of hasra safik is a chisaron in the chomer ha'isser. Meaning if the person doesn't know that he's going to violate the Isser, maybe the Asra, which is supposed to make the Chomer Isser higher, is not sufficient. What do we say? Is there's a Chisaron in the Matur Atzmo Lemisa. It's not considered a Kabbalah Asra without knowing for sure that you're going to violate. So that's a big Achronish discussion. But there's a Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. We say this is exactly the same Machlokes. Rish Lakish says it has to be there in the Azara with you, or else it's Asra Safik. Rabbi Yochanan says it does not have to be in the Azara with you, because Asra Safik Ishma Asra. Anyway, one more line. Hakol Modim She'im Hayanasun Kenegdo B'Chalom B'Yerushalayim. So what if it's outside the Azara, but you could see it through a window? Is that going to be good enough? So Pashtus is Mandam Resafik Vandai. Rish Lakish, who says Hasra Safik is Loshma Asra, but here he treated it like Vandai. It's not a din, according to this daya of Rish Lakish, that it has to be in the Azara. It's just a din of Hasra Safik. So therefore, in this case, if you know about it, if you see it right then, that it's still going to be kosher. But Manda Amr Bazara, but if you say the din of Rish Lakish is not based on Hasra Safik, but it's based on, it has to be in the Azara. Maybe that's how he understands the Pasuk of Al. Al is right next to, then Yerushalayim who. Then it's only in, that it's considered as if it's in Yerushalayim, and you're not going to be chayy for that. So 2 days in the Gemara, whether Rish Lakish is really based on Asura Safik, Lo Shema Asura, or it's based on a special Pasuk, that it has to be in the Azara. Okay, we'll stop here.